Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
What is on your mind? Hey, folks, Scott Hillen. Along with Todd, the radio god Mitchell, we're in Northwood, North Dakota today with our What's in Your Town tour. And we have some time to find out what's on your mind here. Crank up this hour. We're going to talk rural health care with the folks from the Northwood Deaconess Hospital later on this hour. But in the meantime, I have some time to chat here on the news of the day at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Todd, when you're 98 years old, do you want to have a smartphone and be on Facebook? Isn't that pretty
I'm
cool?
I'm afraid of what's going to happen in the next 48 years. I mean, look what's happened in the last 48.
Yeah, and who
we might have some of the weirdest technology. I mean, we've got Google Glass, so you could put a little camera next year. And by then, our glasses may be our smartphones, and we'll just be walking along and looking out in space and seeing all the stuff coming in, text or whatever the thing of the day is by that point.
No kidding. That's pretty.
But yeah, I mean, can you imagine?
No, I can't. I thought it was darn cool to hear that, and he's, you know, smartphone in one hand and, you know, tons of notes in the other, and obviously wheels turning about all the great things going on in Northwood. So fun to catch up with Enoch Thorsgaard. His book is really, really good. It was, I mean, there are tons of life lessons in that book. Enoch's Saga is what it's called. In fact, his grandson, which is actually, as he told me later, his grandson-in-law, so he would be married to Enoch's granddaughter. But he was on a flight coming back from Arizona. Somebody that, you know, didn't know Northwood, North Dakota from Boo, was reading the book. It's a dandy. So it is. It's one worth reading.
From
without
Boo?
Yeah.
Did you just say from Boo?
That's kind of a, you know, silly phrase. I don't know where that came from, Todd.
I don't think I've ever heard that. Maybe it's just me. I guess I've never heard that one before.
Yeah. Don't know him from Boo. Okay. You've never heard that? You heard somebody say that?
No,
just not know what it meant? Or
learn something new every day.
Is that right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sorry.
Yeah. Exactly right. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Somebody called during the break that we have a call from. We can go ahead and roll that and welcome other calls as well here on the program. Chris, you got that ready to roll? Hello.
Maybe not.
You could just tell me yes.
Hi, Scott. This is Sasha, and I'm just calling. If you think that 9/11 wasn't an inside job, how about you ask Kevin Cramer and look into the 28 pages that were classified under the Bush administration for the 9/11 commission that was set to investigate it? And there's those 28 pages that were classified for a reason. Because in those 28 pages, Walter Jones, he read it, and he said that Saudis were involved, and that's why right now he's trying to declassify them. That's why we need to tell Cramer to look into that and declassify those 28 pages so we really know what happened on 9/11. Thank you, and have a good day.
All right, but that doesn't mean 9/11 would be an inside job. I think you just said that it's purported to talk about a Saudi role in 9/11. And I'm not sure why it's classified, and I hope it comes out, and obviously it will at some point. But I was just making that point based on the fact that we have a head-scratcher of a story, again, out of the White House, that they're struggling to explain if they consider the Taliban to be, you know, a terrorist organization. They just fumble around on that. And the reason I raised that earlier, in case somebody's wondering why 9/11 being a inside job would come up on the program today, I explained my belief that I thought that was a way out there, you know, thing that just you couldn't pull it off in the United States of America, in my view. Okay, I just don't think you could. So I use that as an example. But what I'm trying to get at is by the White House not saying, "Hey, we are in a war with folks that are radical Islamists, and the Taliban's a terrorist organization, they give fodder to all these other conspiracy theories that there's something behind it. That's what I was trying to say. Maybe a little inartfully. You know what I'm saying? Phil in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Take it away, Phil.
All right. Good morning. I'm not a big conspiracy guy just because of human nature. People talk. You get two people, they might not talk. Three, somebody's going to talk. 19, definitely somebody's going to talk. That being aside, a story broke the other day about a lot of money coming from the Russians and going to environmental groups, anti-oil groups, and the like. This is supposedly coming, I think, through Bermuda or the Bahamas, through Shell Corporations, and not on a fringe website either. This is actually happening. And it would be a very interesting interrogation, you might say, given how much money that Ducks Unlimited spent trying to buy the last election, to see how much Russian money or how much money from any of these shell corporations has gone to the Dakota Resource Council. I love these grassroots groups, but yeah, okay, you're a grassroots group, so how many blades of grass do you really have? and who's fertilizing?
Yeah, I'm with you. Good point. You know, who's writing the checks?
Back east, we always see, every once in a while they'll hear, oh, there's a Ku Klux Klan chapter in this county. Well, I guarantee you, by this day and age, if there's 12 guys meeting from the Ku Klux Klan, it's the one idiot, his Mongoloid brother-in-law, one guy from Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, two guys from the FBI who don't even know each other, three guys from the state, and four guys from two other organizations. And you know, so you got two guys and maybe one other idiot out of 12. And that's sort of insane. But
what was the anti-fracking movie again? Was it called Gasland? It was Gasland, right? The one where they were supposedly going community by community and seeing the water that you could light on fire. That was Gasland, right?
It might have been, because generally when I hear about these things, I'm not going to even bother wasting my time watching them.
Well, the reason I was bringing it up is because some folks at the American Petroleum Institute showed me one time links to the financing of the filmmakers, which, by the way, exactly. the whole idea behind the movie was to say, to try and ignite a debate in the United States about how fracking was bad and, you know, to shut down the industry. Well, guess where the money for the film came from? Gazprom, which is, you know, the Russian-owned oil company.
So, yeah. Okay, happened once, happened twice, you know, once, okay, maybe that's an exception. Twice, that's a pattern. And nobody should be surprised, given how much money the Chinese got caught trying to dump into Clinton's campaign back in the 90s. And not so much as a Democrat thing for taking money, but there are foreign interests with deep pockets who are going to try and buy influence. And yep. we should connect the dots. And when somebody says they're for the Protect the Unicorns Foundation, okay, who's funding you and who are your people? Those are legitimate questions.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, different subject, but you know, a story came out recently about, a lot of the groups that were behind the riots down in Ferguson and all the civic unrest. George Soros.
I've been saying that for years. You talk to a hardline liberal, and they're always going to throw out the Koch brothers, right? And I wouldn't know the Koch brothers from a can of paint or boo, but okay, for every two Koch brothers, you got a George Soros, and you got a Tom Steyer, who tried to buy elections on he's an anti-carbon footprint guy, and pick your set of millionaires, but be honest about it. You know, be honest. Don't think this billionaire is bad when the other guy is spending twice as much money.
Good point. Very good point. Appreciate the call, Phil. Nice hearing from you. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. There is now a story out about the revised numbers. I mentioned at 11 o'clock today there'll be a press conference, but the House Appropriations Committee evidently has the numbers. So ahead of the press conference and all the number crunching, the revised state revenue forecast presented to lawmakers officially today predicts that the effects of sagging oil prices will cause oil and gas tax revenue to drop more than $4 billion over the next 2 years compared with the December forecast used in the governor's budget. That's from a story that Mike Nowitzki is reporting for Forum News Service today at the hearing. The House Appropriations Committee voted 22-1 to adopt the new forecast. It will be used for budgeting purposes until the next forecast is released in March. Jeff Delzer from Underwood, the committee's chairman, said these numbers are closer to realistic what's going on right now than what the governor's budget had in it. Legislative Council budget analyst Alan Knutson, who presented the forecast, said the assumptions were based on discussions with the State Tax Department, the Industrial Commission's Oil and Gas Division, and the oil and gas industry. The forecast projects oil and gas tax revenue will be down nearly $762 million for the remainder of this biennium, which ends June 30th, and $4.05 billion during the next budget cycle as well, assuming a crude oil price of $42 a barrel for the rest of the biennium and then a range between $45 and $65. Pretty darn conservative. What do you think of that? We'll chat more after the break. Live from Northwood today, the What's in Your Town tour on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Megan's on the phone from the North Dakota Truck Wash to tell us about their new interior detailing services for pickups, semis, and it's nice and easy. I don't even need to make an appointment, do I, Megan?
Absolutely. Just drop it off at night, and it will be ready the next morning.
What's not to love about that, folks? Drop it off at night. It's ready the next morning. Interior detailing, and they're open 24/7. North Dakota Truck Wash, south of the Pinnacle Cynics in Stanley on the truck bypass. Call them 701-628-1550, 701-628-1550. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Back in Northwood, North Dakota, the What's in Your Town tour, which we should tell you brings us all across the great state of North Dakota, celebrating the small towns. Nobody's challenged this theory today, so I assume this means everybody agrees with me that the genius of what makes North Dakota great is our small towns. And I say that for a very simple reason. If I'm in Bismarck or Fargo, if I'm in Minot or Grand Forks, a lot of the people that make those towns go came from small town North Dakota, from somewhere else. And, you know, places like Northwood and Crosby are two January What's in Your Town tour stops. So really enjoy getting out here and doing this. We do it, again, try to do it at least twice a month, brought to you by Cloverdale, Arvid Communications, Marvin Windows Grafton, and Teddy's Residential Suites, which, by the way, is a great spot if you're going to be touring the oil patch anytime soon. You want to find out what's happening out there, get on the ground. They are fabulous facilities and have great weekend rates, too. So Teddy's Residential Suites and Little Missouri Inn and Suites. We've been asking also if you have any Northwood stories, and a few of those are coming in today on the program. Some folks say tornado, right? They remember the tornado. And, you know, while that's true, I think what's happened since the tornado says more about Northwood than the actual tornado itself. But certainly that's one thing that pops into people's minds. Larry says they have a great little golf course just west of town. All right. So there's a little Northwood moment. And let's see here. A few more on Facebook. Tom. Here's a neat story. Chad says, I grew up in Maine. I was stationed at the Grand Forks Air Force Base. I bought a house in Northwood. We love this little town and its people. We wouldn't want to live anywhere else. Pretty cool. And Don says, Northwood has the best people, a community that sticks together. Don says, so we had a Don, D-A-W-N, and a Don, D-O-N, said, great community, great can-do attitude. So interesting how you're sharing a little bit about the great city of Northwood. Appreciate that very much. Telephone number 701-258-0550 if you want to add any others to that list to have added here today on the program, 800-228-0550. I finished on the revenue forecast change, if you want to comment on that. Oh, here's what I probably should tell you. Because, again, the biggest impact here is the reduction in oil funds. So, you know, just the price of oil obviously down, and that's going to have an impact on the state budget. The impact is minimal. So we're talking $4 billion in total, but to the general fund, $130 million change for the rest of the current biennium and $550 million. Obviously, not a huge amount of money in the rather large these days budget of the great state of North Dakota. So the general fund takes, you know, a smaller amount of that. Now, if everything that's been proposed so far, you know, is still on the plan, there'd be a shortfall of about $1 billion. But that's why you have budget forecasts. So you say, well, wait a minute, how much do we have? How much can we spend? Obviously, everything that's been proposed won't be there. Republican legislative leaders are having a press conference on this in less than an hour. We'll have more details tomorrow on this program and lots of follow-up. And we'll be at the state capitol next week, too, just to assess the impacts and what this will all mean. So we look forward to that as well. A story we touched on earlier that we have some more comments on our Facebook page about has to do with when you can buy liquor. Todd and I were having a conversation about whether this was a change that was necessary or not, but it's being debated in the legislature, and that is on Sunday, a proposal before legislators right now would say, let's allow alcohol sales earlier. So we asked the question, is it time to rid North Dakota of the blue laws? To allow for things like earlier alcohol sales on Sunday? Is this a pressing need? Don says no. Bars and off sale, they don't need to be open on Sunday morning. People should be able to plan ahead. Come on. Which I agree with. That was a comment I made earlier. Anastasia says no. Everything should be closed. Woodrow says, although I personally don't use alcohol, I would like to see all of the sales of it ended. The fact remains it's a legal product to sell in the state with some restrictions. The Sunday restriction makes no sense. If something is legal on one day, it should be legal every day. All right. Debbie says, I know people feel strongly about Sunday in the state, but we are a 24/7 work world out here. It's not just about alcohol. It's other businesses as well. I think businesses of all kinds should be allowed to decide their own days and hours of operation. Case in point, I was not allowed to have a glass of wine with my supper on Mother's Day because of those laws. Is that earth-shattering? No, but it was my one day off, and maybe I would have liked to have wine with my dinner at a restaurant for Mother's Day. So a few of your comments on that issue that we touched on earlier as well, and welcome more of your opinions on that at 701-258-0550. Also want to thank some of our local sponsors that brought us to Northwood today for our What's in Your Town tour. We're going to talk about small-town rural health care and get an update on the Northwood Deaconess Health Center coming up here in just a little bit on the program today, too. Sponsors include Citizen Community Credit Union. Are you retired? You run your own business? You're going to college? No matter who you are or what you do, you can earn more from your deposit accounts at Citizen Community Credit Union. where you receive some of the highest paying interest rates on IRAs, CDs, savings, and the totally free checking at Citizens Community Credit Union. The higher interest rates work harder, so you don't have to. Stop in or visit them today. Federally insured NCUA. Also brought to you today by the Build and Funeral Home, family-owned and committed to providing a caring and compassionate service to the families of Northwood, Hatton, and the surrounding area. Truly understand the gift of life and care that all of your concerns are answered professionally and confidentially. Their staff is dedicated to providing the most personal and meaningful service possible. So whether you're pre-planning or have been caught with an immediate need, their staff is here to help walk you through the process of caring for your loved ones and invite you to call them at 701-587-6191 or online at buildinfuneralhome.com, providing you and yours with caring, compassionate service. And by Cosmo Brothers Trucking, traveling 36 states, 3 Canadian provinces, since their incorporation in 1991, grown to 30 trucks now and 40 trailers. Conveniently located near Grand Forks, I-29 in Northwood, constantly striving to provide outstanding freight transportation services, always looking for qualified drivers, owners, operators. Cosmo Brothers Trucking. They're right here in Northwood on Highway 15 West, and you can call them toll-free at 800-288-9119. You got that? Jot that down? You want me to do it one more time? Toll-free, 800-288-9119. With Todd Mitchell, I'm Scott Hannon. This is What's on Your Mind, a Thursday edition of the program live from the great city of Northwood, North Dakota. Where should we go next, by the way? I don't know. Northwood, the reason we're in Northwood is we spent a little time on the program talking about, looking for other places to go, and somebody suggested Northwood. So we put Northwood on the map as the result of a listener. But, I know we're going to Devil's Lake soon. And I honestly can't remember the other stops. We have a few planned, but always looking for your suggestions on where we ought to go. And my only requirement is that they have as good of caramel rolls as they do in Northwood. I'll send you a picture, Todd. I know somebody had to be back at the studios there at the mothership of 550. But the good folks from Northwood Floral and Gift provided the caramel rolls for us today.
Mm.
And when we arrived, literally right out of the oven. I have an extreme weakness for caramel rolls. I know we talk about pie in this program a lot because we're a big fan of pie. We're always on the search for the best burger. But, if you had to put top three, bakery.
It's got to know where the best caramel rolls are. I mean, there's no doubt
exactly.
About it. Exactly.
Oh, yes, exactly right. Really, really good. The name escapes me now, but what's the one in Bismarck not far from, next to Big Boy?
Little Cottage Cafe.
Little Cottage Cafe, thank you. I was about to say because it is little, yeah. But it's...
Big Boy Little Cottage.
Those are good comments.
They are.
But Northwood Floral and Gift, Northwood, North Dakota, I'm telling you folks, right up there with the best I've ever had in the way of the caramel rolls. Remind me of my Auntie Marie. Come on out of the oven in Taunton, Minnesota. Talk some small town healthcare when we come back on What's on Your Mind Life Northwood today. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com. Or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Top of the hour on What's on Your Mind. How about this? We just talked about the new revenue forecast for the state of North Dakota based on oil prices, right? And they've lowered it, and they're doing it because they are predicting, this is for the budgeting purposes of the state of North Dakota, they are budgeting oil to remain at around $45 a barrel, where it's at right now for the rest of the current biennium. I'm sorry, 42. Actually, they're a little below that. So they're assuming $42 a barrel of oil for the rest of this biennium, which, by the way, goes through June. And then, so they're even lower than where it is. And then beginning in June for the next 2 years, they're saying somewhere between 45 and 65. Very conservative. Now, there's a story out today where the OPEC chief is saying $200 a barrel oil could be back soon. We talked on Energy Matters on Tuesday with the former president of Shell Oil. He said 80 or 90 by the end of the year and 100 early next year. And, you know, the truth is nobody knows, right? I mean,
What's your take on the 200? Is that even realistic, or is that somebody just looking to get their page looked at?
Well, here's the deal. I think the danger is if production does drop because of the way oil plummeted the way it did, it is folks have pulled back. So if you start seeing reductions, then you could have the whipsaw effect, go the other way. $200 on oil, I think that's a little crazy, but it's from OPEC. That's the amazing thing. So, and everybody's really talking about having hit bottom right now. Even our buddy Gene Grainer has said, you know, because of what the dollar's doing now, his thought is that the bottom's here. So that means what? It's going to come back up. Just don't know to where. But
it goes so low. I mean, it's going to have value, even if the value isn't what it was. It can't possibly go, but so low. But 200, could you imagine? Whoa.
Oh, I know. It's been something to behold for sure. But anyway, I thought that rather
right. I'm sure our state lawmakers and some other folks would love to be able to do a budget with a $200 figure.
And again, just so folks understand how conservative this is, what the current budget revenue expectation are built into the numbers in North Dakota is $42 a barrel until June, and then 2 years from that point, no higher than 65. In the range of 45 to 65, that's really low. I mean, you can obviously adjust those as they go, but that's the way they're going to budget, which, by the way, I think is not a bad thing at all, because it says, let's be prudent. Anyway, just thought you'd like to...
I don't think we're going to see a day where we're starting to budget for five times that amount.
This is the OPEC Secretary General, by the way, saying that prices have reached bottom and we're going to see some rebound very soon. And he said,
I don't doubt that, but 200?
And he said it would be possible to see crude climb to $200 a barrel or higher. And so this is interesting. And he's tying it to the fact if the investment isn't there, that's what could happen. So anyway, we'll post that on our Facebook page so you got it. 25 before the top of the hour, we are in Northwood, North Dakota with our What's in Your Town tour. And I want to talk a little bit about health care, specifically providing health care in communities like this fine city of Northwood, North Dakota. We're joined today by Pete Antonsen, who's the CEO of Northwood Deaconess Health Center. How are you doing, Pete?
Good. Thanks for coming to Northwood.
Glad to be here. Been fun to tell folks the story about Northwood on the eastern edge of North Dakota, just a little to the south and west of Grand Forks for folks that don't know the spot on the map that it provides. How long have you been here, Pete?
I've basically lived in Northwood almost my entire life. So,
what do you want folks to know about this little town that can, that does?
Well, I heard your... just a little bit ago, and I think you're spot on. I think the small towns of North Dakota are really the heart and soul of the state, and I think those that move away and end up in the bigger towns bring that same spirit and creativity to the Bismarcks and the Fargos and the Grand Forks. Northwood, actually, you know, since the tornado, I think, you know, it's in hindsight, you hate to say it, but I think it did some good things for us, and you never want a natural disaster to hit your town, but it ended up really revitalizing the town in a lot of ways. We ended up with a new school out of it, which has really become a magnet for our community. It's brought people to town. Our school enrollment is kind of bucking the trends of a lot of the rural areas, and it's growing, and that's a great sign for Northwood. One of our big challenges is housing, and so that's nice to have that too, rather than too many houses and not being able to sell houses. Houses are in great demand, so Northwood's doing well.
That's great. How about the challenges you face? What is it? Obviously, a very integral part of the growth of the community, the vibrancy of the community is good health care, and you have that here. And
yep.
Is it a challenge to provide the care you're providing?
Oh gosh, yeah, it sure is. Sometimes I wonder if I'd have known how hard it was, would I have still done it? But there's a lot of rewards, but the challenges are really, really huge. Workforce is a huge challenge in North Dakota, and healthcare workforce is really is right up there with all the other areas that are challenged. We can't find enough doctors and nurses and therapists and even cooks and housekeepers. It's just challenging to fill every position.
Why is that?
They're not out there, and we look and. It's, well, sometimes we, are we not paying enough? Do we not have enough benefits? Or do we not have this, that, or the other? Shucks, we don't even get applicants sometimes for jobs. So it's not that they're turned off or turned away, or you're not paying enough, or you don't have a good enough place to work, or you don't have enough staff, you know, you're short-staffed or that type of thing. We just don't even get applicants. Sometimes that's just the way it is.
And, you know, why do you think that is? Why are our you know, youngsters not choosing the healthcare profession?
Well, we certainly have an aging workforce. I think is we see a lot. We're going to have a lot of nurses retire. We're going to have a lot of doctors retire. I think that's one of the things. I think there's, you know, certainly I think the boom out west, which is starting to settle down apparently, but the boom out west is trickling this way, and it's attracted a lot of people out there, and I think it's created some shortages in other areas in the state.
How do you do it? What initiatives do you have to say, hey, I'm in the same boat that other small town healthcare providers are. We're gonna be different. We're gonna get them here.
You try to be creative. You try to grow your own. I mean, I think that's kind of the best thing. You know, you can recruit and recruit and recruit, but you know, the people that are most likely to stay in Northwood and in communities like Northwood are the people that grew up in Northwood. So you start right at the school age, and can you get them interested? Can you get them in your doors? You know, we have a lot of connections with the school, and then at some point, you hope to get them into just working in your kitchen or working in housekeeping or maintenance for you, and hopefully you spark a fire in them and you grow your own. Otherwise, you try to do some creative things. We've used things like sign-on bonuses for people to get here. creative pay rates and scheduling and different things like that. You just try to free your mind up and try to come up with some solutions that bring another body into the position, and you do whatever you can and support your employees and try to create a workplace that is open and inviting and allows them challenges and growth and those types of things. So it's not just one thing. It's probably a multitude of things that you do to try to grow your workforce and maintain a good workforce.
Talk a little bit about the other obstacles you face. What are the biggest threats to small town healthcare other than staffing?
Well, red tape and regulation. We are, oh my God, it's horribly, horribly regulated. And, you know, I realize we're taking public dollars, we're taking tax dollars, and I realize that everybody wants good health care and everybody deserves high quality health care. I get that and I understand that. But it just seems like we don't enforce the regulations that are out there, and we just keep adding another layer of regulations. And yeah, there's bad apples and there's bad seeds in different parts of the country, and we got great health care in North Dakota. And unfortunately, you know, instead of enforcing the regulations on those that aren't doing things right, we add another layer and another round of regulations. So
is that coming mostly from the federal level?
Mostly, yeah. Mostly it's top down from the federal level. And
has it gotten worse with Obamacare?
Yeah, it has. It has. It's another layer, another set of things you got to do. And it's not free. Somebody's got to do this. And we have more people, more nurses doing paperwork and less taking care of people. And that's, you know, at some point that becomes crazy.
What's the problem? What are they trying to solve? What are they, you know, if you didn't have, you know, that myriad of paperwork, what would fall through the cracks?
I don't know. Sometimes I really, really wonder, and I think sometimes we're more concerned, we have to be more concerned with dotting the I's and crossing the T's than taking care of the people that are coming through the door, and there's got to be some balance, and the pendulum swung, in my opinion, way, way too far in terms of, it's not what you do, it's what you document, and I think that's really, really unfortunate. It should be what you do, and too often it's what you document.
Is it, I'm just thinking out of the box for a second, I mean, you know, in oil and gas industry, obviously there's a debate about, hey, we can regulate the oil and gas industry within the state. We don't need the federal government to come in and tell us, you know, fracking this or anything else. But you don't have that luxury because of Medicare and Medicaid and federal payments, basically?
Correct, yep.
So there's the strings are saying you want our Medicaid payments and you're going to follow our strings.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I've been in the business over 30 years, Scott, and it's exponential growth in red tape and regulation, and it never goes away. Nothing ever gets taken away, but there's always another thing to do.
Like you say, somebody should put a price tag on it, too, because the dollars you're putting there are going to be pretty extraordinary.
It's extraordinary. Billions and billions of dollars across this country, and it's incredible.
Will there always be a Deaconess Northwood Health Center? I mean, is in communities this size can always expect health care, in your view?
Well, you know, there's always going to be some version of Northwood Deaconess Health Center, and we've been around since 1902. We're one of the older, I think the second oldest nursing home in the state after the Veterans Home, and so there's been health care in this community for a long, long time. But the challenges are huge, workforce and finance and having enough money to do the things you got to do. Northwood's always going to have some form of health care. It's a viable and big enough community that's going to have something. Is it going to look the way it is today? I doubt it. I mean, I think it's going to evolve and change and that type of thing, but certainly we have enough in this community that we do need some level of service, and we'll be here.
Anything else you want to tell our listeners today?
Well, I think one of the big challenges across the state, and we're pretty fortunate here, is EMS and ambulance services, and it's almost getting to the point where it's a crisis in North Dakota. We don't have enough volunteers, and we don't have enough. We have a great mass of square miles and area, but we have some areas that are lightly populated, and I think making sure we have good volunteers in those areas are getting to be a huge challenge in the state, and I don't really honestly know what the answer is, but I think it's something we really have to pay attention to, because people are going to be in these areas. They're going to farm it. They're going to work in it, and we need to be sure they have some basic level of emergency service.
This is an area that I think we take for granted in our bigger cities, right? That, yeah. You know, if you have a need for an ambulance, you call 911 and, you know, someone's sitting in a garage or at a facility, you know, ready to go to get you to where you need to go. Mm-hmm. And it's a different way of life that relies on, you know, neighbors and other things. I want to talk about that when we come back after the break a little bit. So number one, just so folks understand how it works. And number two, you know, what the future holds. So hold tight if you would. Pete, we'll chat more. We're live in beautiful Northwood, North Dakota today. A little bit of a north breeze out there on a brisk day. Temp off a little bit of where we've been in these nice highs, but all in all, not a bad day at all. More of our special broadcast today. Coming up after this short timeout. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for auto ship and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number, 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To Northwood today, our special broadcast. And I want to thank, by the way, one of our fine sponsors, Apache Sprayers. I love the folks from Apache Sprayers. The growers themselves are what are the stories that are fun to tell. Mike, a farmer, makes a comment that the Apache he owns is the first self-propelled sprayer he's ever owned. And he said, I've really been impressed with it. Works all right. Seems to have a nice ride. He said, I was a John Deere man, but the price difference made me go with Apache. Everyone I talked to said it had a lot better fuel economy, and that's part of the reason I went with it. Seems to have everything Deere has, everything you need on it. Talks about a neighbor that had a case and had two wheel motors go out and cost $10,000 a piece, and I didn't want that. So Mike sold on that Apache sprayer, and it's fun to hear these stories without question. Chris says, we didn't look anywhere else because we had the Apache 790 for nine seasons and had so few breakdowns, it was really impressive. And I was surprised with the resale value on it, almost as much as we paid for it new. It's a win-win. Got to cost me less to buy, got to cost me less to own. What more can I ask for? Doesn't matter what piece of equipment you're buying. Those are two things you want, lower cost, best return on your investment, and I know it's giving me both. So take it from the folks that own them, the Apache sprayers from the AS720 to the 1025 or 1020, the 1220. All the options and features. Check out highplainsapache.com. It's a great website, a lot of features. They also have the new ET Ag Center, so they have parts not only for the Apache sprayers, but for literally the most parts of anybody in the application industry. So whether you have that that big monster, the AS1220, the perfect sprayer, largest capacity Apache sprayer, or whether you have a different brand, they'll take care of you. High Plains Apache, they're on 35th Street South in Fargo, Frontier, actually, just south of Fargo, and also Eastside Court in Mandan, and online at highplainsapache.com. Rolling on with our conversation in Northwood today for our What's in Your Town tour, and want to thank, by the way, our sponsors that include Northwood Deaconess Health Center, Uglum Ness, Agvise Laboratories, Mellon Lumber, Build and Funeral Home, Baseview Petroleum, Skips Petroleum, Corsmo Brothers Trucking, and Citizens Community Credit Union. We're going to be lunching later today with some folks here in Northwood at the Cool Stuff Drive-In. I want to thank you, Gene, and the crew over there at the Cool Stuff Drive-In for hosting us. Appreciate that. We've been at the Northwood Business Center where we're broadcasting today. That's been great, and folks from Alaris Financial dropped off pens for us, and the folks from MLGC hooked up the internet for us, and Northwood Floral and Gift brought the caramel rolls by. And have I mentioned the caramel rolls yet, Todd? I think I did. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I might have obsessed over the caramel rolls.
Well, I mean, if they're that good, we should be mentioning those.
Exactly.
You should right. bring some back to Bismarck, too, by the way.
Yeah, yes. I'll take care of you. Stan Baker was a big technical help for us. Stan's a local law enforcement officer here and does the IT and together with the folks from Northwood Tech Solutions as well. So a lot of moving parts to a live broadcast, and we appreciate that. Pete Anitenson is with us. Pete is the CEO of Northwood Deaconess Health Center. And we're talking about just some of the challenges of rural health care in general and also talking about the facility they have. I didn't really give you a chance to lay it all out, but it's really neat. You've got the hospital beds, but you've got you've got the nursing home, you've got the Alzheimer's unit, you got everything all in one, right?
Yeah, we sure do. It's kind of unique, I guess, or not as unique probably as it was many years ago, but a lot of things right on one campus. We have a 12-bed hospital. We have a 55-bed nursing home. Part of that's got, like you said, an Alzheimer wing. We have independent living, assisted living. We have rural health clinics and the community fitness center right at our facility, and we also on campus, not part of our business, but we have a local chiropractor that rents space from us and right above us, and is a good complement to our healthcare as well. So
one-stop shop healthcare right there. So before the break, we're talking about just the challenge of small town providing EMS service. So if I was to need medical care right now, we dial 911. What happens?
You bet. It goes to a dispatch center, and that dispatch center is going to send out, if you did it right here, it's going to send the Northwood ambulance. That'll come, Northwood Deaconess Health Center ambulance will come up and pick you up and take care of you, and it'll bring you up to our hospital. And
so who's driving? Who's the paramedic?
You bet. We've mentioned a little bit about crisis in North Dakota on EMS, and we found daytime coverage was a real struggle for us, and a couple of years ago we decided we needed to add and secure some daytime coverage, so we added a position where we've got a daytime EMT Monday to Friday, and so it'll be an EMT, and we've got about 25 EMTs in a service. We're pretty fortunate as a small town, so a couple of EMTs will come up here and pick you up and take you up to our facility and treat you, and if you need transport you on to further service, whether it be Fargo or Grand Forks.
And the rest of the time is volunteers?
Rest of the time is volunteers. So that other person that comes with Tom, our EMS manager today, will be a volunteer. We got a paid service during the day, one person, and beyond that, it's volunteers. So Tom, in his spare time, we've got him doing other, wearing other hats, just like Stan is doing IT for the as part of his being a police chief here. Tom does human resources and different things like that. So people wearing multiple hats, it's very typical in healthcare. So yeah, EMTs are going to come and pick you up.
Amazing. But again, folks don't know that, but small-town healthcare, that's that, what you've described is the norm.
Yep.
And these people have other jobs. They have, you know, families to provide for and everything else, and they're doing this just as being a good community servant.
Yeah, it's terrific. They're really the heroes. And you know, we were community of Larimore had tragedy with a train bus accident here not too many weeks ago. And ambulance services from the area, ourselves, we sent two ambulances up there. And man, that's something nobody wants to go to. And those people that go and respond to those true heroes and amazing people, because it's certainly something I couldn't do.
Pete, thanks for sharing a little story of Northwood with us today. And, you're weathering all those challenges and doing it well with a great facility. So it's fun to hear the story. Thanks a bunch.
Yep. Thanks for coming out.
Pete Antonsen, who is the president and CEO of Northwood Deaconess Health Center, our guest. And thank all the guests, Enoch Dorsgaard, Dave Sagerholm, and the other folks here from Northwood joining us today on the program. Really appreciate that. On the What's in Your Town tour, brought to you by our friends at Cloverdale, Marvin Windows Grafton, Arvid Communications, and Teddy's Residential Suites, Newtown and Watford City. God bless you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights. For over a century, the American farmer. Pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.